Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 9, Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. Part 8, Purport to Four Nutshell Seed Verses Continued, Section 2.
Yavan ahang yatha bhavo yad rupa guna karmakah tathaiva tattva vijnanam astute mad anugrahat.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The secret of success in understanding the intricacies of knowledge of the Absolute Truth or the Personality of Godhead is the causeless mercy of the Lord.
Even in the material world, the father of many sons discloses the secret of his position to the pet sons. The father discloses the confidence unto the son whom he thinks worthy.
An important man in the social order can be known by his mercy only. Similarly, one must be very dear to the Lord in order to know the Lord.
For the Lord is ananta, or unlimited. No one can know him completely. But one's advancement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can make one eligible to know the Lord.
Here we can see that the Lord is sufficiently pleased with Brahmaji, and therefore the Lord offers his causeless mercy to him, so that Brahmaji may have the factual realization of the Lord by the Lord's mercy only.
In the Vedas, Katha Upanishad also, it is said,
Nayam atma pravachanena labjo na medhaya na bahuna sutena yam evaisha vrinute tena labjas tas yaisha atma vivrinute tanung swam.
A person cannot know the Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead simply by dint of mundane education or intellectual gymnastics.
Also, in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, it is said,
Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha gurau, tasyaite kathihitahi artha, prakashante mahatmanaha.
One can know the Supreme Truth if one has unflinching faith in the bona fide spiritual master as well as in the Lord. Such a faithful person, even though illiterate in the mundane sense, can know the Lord automatically by the mercy of the Lord.
In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said,
Nahang prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha mudhoyam nabijanati lokomam ajam avyayam.
The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone, and so Krishna keeps himself concealed from the faithless by his yoga maya potency. But to the faithful, the Lord reveals himself in his form, quality, and pastimes.
The Lord is not formless, as wrongly conceived by the impersonalist, but his form is not like one that we have experience of.
The Lord discloses his form, even to the extent of measurement, to his pure devotees. And that is the meaning of the word Yavan, as explained by Srila Jiva Goswami, the greatest scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam.
The Lord discloses the transcendental nature of his existence, while the mundane wranglers make mundane conceptions of the form of the Lord.
it is said in the revealed scriptures that the Lord has no mundane form, and therefore persons with a poor fund of knowledge conclude that the Lord must be formless, for they cannot distinguish between the mundane form and the spiritual form. According to them, without a mundane form, one must be formless. This conclusion is also mundane, because formlessness is only the opposite conception of form. But negation of the mundane conception does not establish a transcendental fact. In the Brahma Samhita it is said, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti ananda chinmaya sad ujvala vigrahasya govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. The Lord has his transcendental form, and he can utilize any one of his senses for any purpose. For example, he can eat with his eyes, and he can see with his leg. But in the mundane conception of form, one cannot eat with one's eyes or see with one's leg. And that is the difference between the mundane body and the spiritual body of Sachid-Ananda. A spiritual body is not formless. It is a different type of body of which we cannot conceive with our present mundane senses. Formless, therefore, means devoid of mundane form or possessing a spiritual body of which the non-devotee can have no conception by their speculative method. The Lord discloses to the devotee his unlimited varieties of transcendental bodies, all identical with one another, but with different kinds of bodily features. Some of the transcendental bodies of the Lord are blackish, and some of them are whitish. Some of them are reddish, and some are yellowish. Some of them are four-handed, and some of them two-handed. Some of them are like the fish, and some are like the lion. All these different transcendental bodies of the Lord, without any differential category, are disclosed to the devotees of the Lord by the mercy of the Lord. And thus, the impersonalist false arguments claiming the formlessness of the Supreme Truth does not appeal to a devotee of the Lord, even though such a devotee may not be very advanced in devotional service. The Lord has unlimited numbers of transcendental qualities, and one of them is his affection for his unalloyed devotee, Bhakta Vatsala. In the history of the mundane world, we can appreciate Krishna's transcendental qualities. Paritra naya sadhu nang vinashaya cha dushkritam. The Lord incarnates himself for the protection of his devotees and for the annihilation of the faithless. Krishna's activities are in relationship with his devotees, and Srimad Bhagavatam is full of such activities of the Lord in relationship with his devotees, while the non-devotees have no knowledge of such pastimes. Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old, and Krishna protected his pure devotees at Vrindavana from the wrath of Indra, who was overflooding the place with rain. Now this lifting of Govardhan Hill by a 7-year-old boy may be unbelievable for the faithless, but for the devotees it is absolutely believable. The devotee believes in the almighty potency of the Lord.
while the faithless say that although the Lord is almighty, actually they do not believe it.
Such men with a poor fund of knowledge do not know that the Lord is the Lord eternally, and that one cannot become the Lord by meditation for millions of years or by mental speculation for billions of years.
The impersonal interpretation of the mundane wranglers is completely refuted in this verse, because it is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord has His transcendental quality, form, pastimes, and everything else that a person has.
All these descriptions of the transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead are factual realizations by the devotee of the Lord, and by the causeless mercy of the Lord, they are revealed to His pure devotee and to no one else.
Recorded February 21, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa.
All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parao Premamritam Bonidhi Dhiraj Dhirajana Priyao Priyakarao Nirmatsarao Pujitao Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharao Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahan Charakao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipanao Sat Dharma Shangstapakao Lokanam Hitakarina Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Bhajana Nandena Matalikao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalakao Sri Gauranga Gunanubarnana Vidhao Shraddha Samridhi Anvachao Papo Tapani Krinjanao Kanubritang Govinda Ganamritai Anandam Buddhi Bardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Chappa Turnama Shesha Mandala Pati Training Sadatu Chabat Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kao Karunaya Kaupina Kantha Sridhao
प्रगुयदौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।